Time for our weekly trip beyond the headlines. Peter Dykstra has been exploring that universe. He's with the dailyclimate.org and environmental health news. That's EHN.org. He's on the line from Conyers, Georgia now. Hello, Peter. What was remarkable this week?
Well, hi, Steve. Two of the easiest targets for political humor in this country are lawyers and New Jersey.
Ah, so I take it we're going back to your ancestral home, huh?
Briefly, as the latest example of how difficult it is to pursue environmental lawsuits, particularly if the defendant has deep pockets. In a lawsuit filed 11 years ago, the state of New Jersey sought $8.9 billion from ExxonMobil for wetlands destruction and contamination around the Bayway refinery just south of Newark Airport. That's just by the section of the New Jersey Turnpike where you have to roll the windows up.
Oh, yeah, that really stank down there. That was the stuff of legend.
Well, Exxon no longer owns the Bayway refinery, but a judge had already ruled that the company is liable. All that remained in the case was for the court to decide whether Exxon owed the full $8.9 billion. But New Jersey abruptly settled with Exxon, taking the decision out of the judge's hands, and they settled for $250 million, about 3 cents in the dollar.
Yeah, so no one ever got near Exxon's deep, deep pockets, huh?
Correct. And the state has also given itself the right to use most of that smaller settlement, not an environmental cleanup, but however it sees fit. As of last year, there's a budget provision saying New Jersey can divert anything over $50 million from an environmental lawsuit to things like plugging holes elsewhere in the state budget. And they did exactly that with a recent $190 million settlement over contamination in the Passaic River. Want a couple of other shining examples of failure in environmental litigation?
Go ahead, sure.
In 2003, Monsanto agreed to a $600 million settlement for PCB contamination in Anniston, Alabama. Lawyers with no PCB exposure got 39% of the money, including the late and legendary Johnny Cochran, whose law firm pulled down $40 million. Those PCB-exposed victims represented by Cochran got an average of $9,000 from the settlement. And after the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill, victims waited over two decades for compensation. One-sixth of them had died before the checks were mailed. And of course, the 2010 BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico is still playing out in both civil and criminal court.
And I imagine those checks will be a long time coming in the mail. What's next?
Investigative environmental reporting and a viral video in China. Chai Jing is a former news anchor who produced Under the Dome, a documentary on the sources and consequences of China's massive pollution problems. She went into her own pockets to fund the production, and it managed to both escape censorship and draw 100 million online views in its first 72 hours. Can you imagine getting millions of viewers on an environmental video here?
No, I can't. And do you think this could be the same kind of wake-up call for China that Rachel Carson's Silent Spring about the environmental effects of pesticides was for America?
Well, we'll see. But the Chinese government may or may not fully block the video. At the time we record this, they've only taken the step of discouraging further reporting on it. But 100 million viewers means it's already out of the bag.
Yeah, and people here can link to the Chinese pollution video and all our news at our website, loe.org. And what's on the history calendar this week?
I've got a weird one for you.
And that's unusual, Peter?
Whatever. The pipistrelle is a bat species found in Scotland, but for years no one could figure out where these tiny winged mammals hang out. But in 2008, 7 years ago this week, a shocking discovery by our radio friends at the BBC. One of the favorite roosts for the pipistrelle is Doune Castle, built in the 13th century, restored in the 1880s, and in 1975, briefly occupied by John Cleese in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, as he and other French soldiers hurled insults at King Arthur.
So the pipistrelle and Monty Python share the same habitat?
Well, they did at least briefly, but Doune Castle has become a tourist attraction for four different reasons. Bat lovers, history buffs, scientists, and Monty Python fans. Years earlier, the castle was used in the movie Ivanhoe, and recently it was a TV backdrop for Game of Thrones.
But not for Batman?
Well, there have only been 7 Batman movies so far, so give it time.
Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News at EHN.org and thedailyclimate.org. Talk to you soon, Peter.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. We'll talk to you soon. Same bat time, same bat channel.